does nothing in life as becomingly as leaving it. A whole country was stirred by the high deeds and thwarted longings of the Duke, Preacher, Pee-wee, Scooge, and the rest. The team was awesomely good, and yet defeated. Their skills lifted every man's spirit, and their defeat joined them with every man's existence. A national team, with a country in thrall, irresistible, and unable to beat the Yankees. Baseball writers develop a great attachment for the Brooklyn club if long exposed. Stanley Woodward, an extraordinary sports editor, complained in 1949. This was so in the days of Uncle Wilbert Robinson, 1920, and it is so now. We found it advisable on the New York Herald Tribune to shift Brooklyn writers frequently. If we hadn't, we would have had on our hands a member of the Brooklyn Baseball Club rather than a newspaper reporter. The transpontine madness seems to affect all baseball writers, no matter how sensible they outwardly seem. You must watch a Brooklyn writer for symptoms, and before they become virulent, shift him to the Yankees or to tennis or golf. By the time Woodward was writing, the concept of the Dodgers as appealing incompetence, dem bums, in a persistent poor joke, was dying. Research suggests that when they were incompetent, the Dodgers appealed as a conversation piece, but not as an entertainment. I remember a succession of mots about